Jesus, the One and Only, by Beth Moore. I am so glad to have you along on this ride, dear one. I would willingly take this particular journey all by myself, but you make it far more wonderful. We have several hundred miles ahead of us, so grab your Bible, a jug full of living water, and a durable pair of sandals. Our study will focus on the Gospel of Luke. In his first verses, the beloved physician wrote that while many others had also written about Christ, Luke carefully investigated everything from the beginning. His resulting orderly account began in the time of Herod, king of Judea. A priest named Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth were godly people, but they had no children. Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well along in years. Zechariah's time came to serve as priest, and while he was serving in the temple, an angel of the Lord appeared to him. 1 Chronicles 24 provides the detailed background for the story of the priesthood. Aaron had many descendants. Each of the 24 divisions of priests served in the temple for 1 week twice a year and at major festivals. An individual priest could offer the incense at the daily sacrifice only once in his lifetime. Zechariah's only turn had come. Surely he was overwhelmed. As Zechariah was praying, the angel Gabriel appeared to him, saying, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to give him the name John." Don't miss the significance of the statement, "Your prayer has been heard." The responsibility of the priest on duty was to offer the incense and to pray for the nation of Israel. His purpose was to offer a corporate prayer. Furthermore, the priest's intercession for the nation undoubtedly included a petition for the